This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Attorney General William Barr could release his first summary of Robert Mueller's probe into Russian election meddling as early as Sunday. The report also investigated whether President Donald Trump sought to obstruct the investigation. Key lawmakers, opposition Democrats, and some of Trump's Republican allies have all called for the release of the report, but it's not clear whether Barr will do so. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan said on ABC's This Week, Barr will release what he can from the report.
He said he's going to consult with Rod Rosenstein. He's going to consult with the special counsel, Bob Mueller, and he's going to release as much as he possibly can, consistent with the law. I think the Democrats should be that should be what we all want.
Also speaking on ABC's This Week, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says he thinks the White House will fight to keep much of the Mueller report private, but the House will battle to have a look at it.
We are going to take it as far as necessary to make sure that we do. We have an independent obligation to share the facts with the American people. We in the Intelligence Committee have a particular obligation to determine whether there is evidence that the president may be compromised in any way, whether that is criminal or not.
White House aides say Trump has not been briefed on the outcome of Mueller's investigation. The U.S. leader has dozens of times derided Mueller's investigation as unwarranted and a witch hunt while rejecting accusations that he colluded with Russia or that he tried to thwart the probe. The United Nations says the combined death toll in southern African nations affected by Cyclone Idai has exceeded 700. More than 400 of the deaths occurred in Mozambique, where aid groups are struggling to assist tens of thousands of people on the ground. This is VOA News. 1,300 people are being evacuated from a disabled cruise ship off Norway's western coast. Reuters reports nearly 500 people had been airlifted off the boat as of Sunday morning. British passenger Derek Brown and his wife were two of those rescued.
I was a bit alarmed, saying, help, what's going to happen to the boat? What's going to happen to all our possessions? Why are we going to suddenly go off? Is the boat liable to capsize, sink, or what? I didn't know. So we were quite frightened.
Passengers have described terrifying experiences. That's the sound of furniture shifting as the ship tilts back and forth. Video shows a ceiling panel falling on a woman's head. Founder and chairman of Viking Cruises, Torstein Hagen, says he hopes the ship will arrive in port Sunday afternoon.
He says most of our passengers are senior citizens, just as myself. It must be a terrible experience.
Some passengers have been taken to hospitals. British Chancellor Philip Hammond warned on Sunday that if Prime Minister Theresa May were to be ousted as leader, it would hinder efforts in leaving the European Union with a deal. He said now is not the time to change leadership in response to rumors that Conservatives are urging May to step down.
To be talking about changing the players on the board, frankly, is self-indulgent at this time. We have to decide how we want to proceed.
Senior Conservative Party figures have urged May to recognize her weakened political position and leave the prime minister's post. However, there was no indication from Downing Street a resignation was near. May last week asked the leaders of the 27 remaining EU nations for a postponement, in which they agreed to extend Brexit until at least April 12th. May will need to table secondary legislation to remove the existing March 29th deadline. Syrian Democratic Forces declared they have defeated Islamic State Saturday. The U.S.-backed forces took back the last shred of territory IS claimed as part of its self-proclaimed caliphate. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Here, we managed to destroy the so-called Islamic Caliphate of ISIS.
That's the commander of the Syrian Democratic Forces through an interpreter at a ceremony in Baghouz marking the Islamic State group's defeat. But in Beirut, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told reporters,
"We still have work to do to make sure that radical Islamic terrorism doesn't continue to grow."
I'm Ben Thomas.
We have more on VOAnews.com. Go there for the very latest. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.